Let your deepest yearnings find presence in this space. Often during Lent, we reflect upon our brokenness and those things for which we are sorry. As we do so, we long to hear words of healing and encouragement. For you who wish to receive a personal prayer or blessing, prayer ministers are waiting in the back of the chapel to be with you. You are invited to go to these prayer stations at the time when we light the candles. Now enter into this place of stillness in the presence of God. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, holy and immortal, for you remember how we are made, as frail as dust, as fleeting as breath. By your tender compassion, your word became flesh and dwelt among us, that the world might know your love. Be present with us now, we pray. Turn our hearts in trust towards you and in love toward one another. For you are gracious and merciful, slow to anger and rich in love, through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.
Five 500 years before Christ, Ezekiel spoke to the people of Israel about the promise of God. A reading from Ezekiel. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, says our God, and you shall be clean for all your uncleanliness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. A reading from C.S. Lewis. To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything, and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give your heart to no one, not even an animal.
With hobbies and little luxuries, avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable.
A reading from Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with your bountiful spirit.
Jesus, in his suffering and death, reveals the very heart of God, a heart of pure, unspeakable love, a heart that risks everything for the sake of love, a heart open to the suffering of others and broken to the cruelty of others, a heart alive with love that death could not hold.
Come to the cross, to the heart of God. Bring your heart with you as well, for God welcomes it and breathes into it the spirit of Christ's love.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of mercy, you know us better than we know ourselves, and you still love us. Wash us from all our sins, create in us clean hearts, and strengthen us by your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Go in peace or remain to pray.